Michigan online gaming revenue reaches $356.3 million in January. Detroit, Michigan, commercial and tribal operators reported $356.3 million in combined iGaming and online sports betting revenue for January, according to the Michigan Gaming Control Board, MGCB. The results signal continued strength in online casino play but a sharp slowdown in sports betting, shaping operator strategies and tax flows for the state. The January total marked a 10.9% decline from December 2025. While internet gaming remained resilient, sportsbook revenue fell significantly month over month. iGaming drives the market. Of the $356.3 million in gross receipts, $298.3 million came from iGaming, reinforcing the online casino segment as the dominant contributor to Michigan's regulated market. Online sports betting accounted for $58 million. Adjusted gross receipts, AGR, which factor in promotional deductions, reached $323.3 million for January. iGaming AGR totaled $286.3 million, reflecting a modest 3.5% decline from December but a strong 22.8% increase compared with January 2025. By contrast, sports betting AGR dropped 39.5% from December to $37 million and declined 32.5% year-over-year. The sportsbook handle for January reached $491.3 million, down 4.2% month-over-month. The data underscores an ongoing trend. Michigan's online casino vertical continues to provide steady revenue even as sportsbook performance fluctuates with seasonal patterns and event calendars. Tax contributions and public impact. Operators submitted $57.1 million in taxes and payments to the state of Michigan during January. Of that amount, $54.6 million derived from iGaming and $2.5 million from online sports betting. The three Detroit casinos collectively contributed $13.9 million in wagering taxes and municipal services fees to the city of Detroit, including $13.1 million from internet gaming and approximately $767,575 from online sports wagering. Tribal operators reported $7 million in payments to their governing bodies for the month, reflecting the shared structure of Michigan's commercial and tribal gaming market. For policymakers and regulators, these figures illustrate the growing importance of online casino play as a stable source of tax revenue. The Michigan Gaming Control Board continues to publish detailed operator breakdowns and revenue distribution tables on its website. Market structure and oversight. As of January 2026, 15 commercial and tribal operators are authorized to offer iGaming and/or online sports betting in Michigan. All 15 provide internet gaming, while 12 operate online sportsbooks. Industry observers note that the widening gap between iGaming and sportsbook performance may influence marketing spend and platform development priorities. Operators appear increasingly focused on retaining online casino customers, who tend to generate more consistent revenue than event-driven sports bettors. At the same time, regulators remain attentive to responsible gaming obligations. The MGCB continues to promote its responsible gaming initiatives, including the Disassociated Persons List and the Internet Gaming and Sports Betting Responsible Gaming Database. January's figures highlight both the maturity and complexity of Michigan's online gaming market. While sportsbook revenue cooled following the holiday season, online casino play maintained momentum, reinforcing its role as the primary growth engine within the state's digital gaming ecosystem.